from the ass city, where we like our beats raw and live in the grass of the devil's claw.
Listening to Bronx Cheer and Anna M with the tune Started Right. Before this, Heidi B, the Mr. Fly, the Magic Funky Mix. Alonde also before that with Give the Red Light. We also heard Simon Doty with Candy and Feels featuring Shelley Johansson. I'm DJ Firefly. That's it for me for today. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Feel free to check out my website at djfirefly.com.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Live it like you wanna live it. Give it like you wanna give it. Love it like you wanna love it. Hold it like you wanna hug it. I'ma express myself. Yeah. It make me so mad every time I turn my back. People are talking about Johnny Taylor. They say I'm doing this and that, but that don't bother me, 'cause I'm not bothering you. I'm doing my own thing. That's all I wanna do.
I don't throw no beer cans in your backyard. What have you got to say? Let me do my thing. That's all I wanna do. Yeah. Here's another thing. Wait a minute. Big Fat Sally, with your hot pants on. She ought to be whipped for ever leaving home. Well, leave her alone, y'all. She's just doing her own thing. What's wrong with Big Fat Sally doing her own thing? You know what? Here's another thing. Wait a minute. I want to tell you about a friend of mine. She was 92 years old. One thing I liked about her, she sure had a whole lot of soul. As a girl, folk are talking about you all in your neighborhood. Is it all them young men you got? They sure don't mean you no good. She told me one thing, if I live to be 99, if young men kill me, you know what she told me? She said, I sure don't mind dying. And that's when I made up my mind. I made up my mind that same day I was gonna do my own thing. Give like I wanna give. Yeah, baby. around that odd door. You're the one. You're the one I do. And the way I love you, baby, only me and the good Lord know. I'm gonna copyright your kisses, honey, all your hugs, and I'll put a claim, baby, on all your love. You're the one, you're the one I adore. And the way I love you, baby, only me and the good Lord knows. Including my kin folks, you ain't no good for me, but I don't worry about it. I wonder why should they be. You're the one, you're the one I do. And the way I love you, baby, and the good Lord knows. Na 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 na. I want you to know you're the one. Wow, ain't nobody in the world but you. I want you to treat me right, baby, because you're the one. I said you're the only one. Wow.
We'll be right back. dick. That's a sex machine to all the chicks. You're damn right. Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man? Can you dig it? The cat that won't cop out when there's danger all about. Shut. Right on. You see, this cat Chef is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
What I'm talking about, Chef?
Well, he can do
it. He's a complicated man, but no one understands him but his woman.
John Chef.
Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer, and if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
I'm the son of a bitch!
Now you can believe that.
Trust me.
stick.
Through, I don't know what matters.
Did you read about the flood? It happened a long time ago. Way in a little country town, way down in Mississippi. It rained and it rained. It rained both night and day. Listen, the people worried and they began to cry. Lord have mercy, where can we go now? There was women and there was children screaming and crying, Lord have mercy. In this great disaster, who can we go to now but you, Lord? In this great flood of Tupelo, Mississippi, it happened one evening, one Friday evening, a long time ago. It rained and it rained. The people of Tupelo was out on the farm gathering their harvest. The dark cloud began to rise way back in the western horizon. Wasn't that a mighty time? Let me hear you tell them about it, Albert. Let me hear you tell them about it. Tell them about it. We'll be right back.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number two, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association. From the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm on the present, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT.
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
His corpus is a magisterial corpus. It has so much to do with what I've been talking about these last few hours, last 2 days. Philosophy is vocation, philosophy is invocation, and now philosophy is provocation. What does it really mean to take seriously the calling, the love of wisdom, and the recalling of those earlier voices that wrestled with that love of wisdom in such a moment? And I want to begin with this category of beauty, its relation to truth and its relation to goodness. And for me, as a revolutionary Christian, its relation to the holy. And of course, my secular brothers and sisters can have sacred values without believing in sacred entities. Because there are such things as horrific realities, barbaric realities that violate sacred values, violate the preciousness of fellow human beings. We talked about, it was invoked with our precious Ukrainian brothers and sisters, what they're undergoing right now. It's barbaric. It's criminal. It's what happens when an empire is wounded and feels as if its back is against the wall, with its repressive and regimenting practices already operative within the Russian Federation, building on some of those practices that were already operative under the Soviet Union. But how do we talk about that in such a way that it's not truncated in the forms that we see corporate media? Mainstream dialogues, especially the very deodorized neoliberal discourses that are really fearful of keeping it funky. Because then we might talk about the U.S. invasions and occupations of Iraq. Oh, then we might talk about Saudi-based invasions of our precious Yemen brothers and sisters. Or they might talk about our friendliness with gangsters and dictators in Latin America and various parts of the world. Oh, we might get to the West Bank and Gaza. Wait a minute. Any slice of humanity ought to be the very source of our deep concerns and solidarity, not uncritically. Jewish brothers and sisters, almost everywhere they go, they still have to deal with prejudice and hatred and attack and assault. France, Russia, Pittsburgh, across the board. But you know and I know that all of us as human beings have the potential, especially elites in high places, to accommodate ourselves to empire, domination, subjugation, exploitation. And the great legacy of the best of the new school. I'm thinking of my dear sister Agnes Heller. Oh, I loved her so. Never met her. Felt like she was my sister with her text. Part of us because we We come out of Georg Lukács. I don't exist without a Lukács, a history and class constant. That's wrong as he was. In his inferences, I love the quality of his synoptic vision and his synecdochal imagination that connects parts to wholes. I loved his synthetic analysis.